The pier was officially opened on the 27th of July 1871 when the SS Albert Edward called, bringing with it a party of directors from Woolwich Steam Packet Company and around 200 guests. When it opened, it was just 160 yards in length and 4 yards wide. Clacton Pier was originally built mainly as a landing platform, a jetty to accommodate the movement of manufactured goods, products and many other items. They thought that some passengers may visit, but the owners could not have dreamt of such an overwhelming footfall. With the piers and promenade offering a new type of day out at the sea, Victorians were simply flocking to Clacton. It was soon realised, as the numbers continued to grow, that there was money to be made from the holidaymakers. Word spread about this tourist hotspot, so buildings and shelters were slowly added. The first major alterations to the pier took place in 1893. It was lengthened to 1,180 feet and a theatre and the Pier Pavilion, later called the Jolly Roger, was built by architects Nipple and Jaffrey at the sea end. During the First World War, in around 1922, Ernest Kingsman purchased the pier after it had gone into administration and set about turning the pier into a leisure and entertainment centre. By the outbreak of the Second World War, he had invested around £250,000 into the pier's redevelopment, building the Ocean Theatre, the Children's Theatre, the Blue Lagoon Dance Hall, the Crystal Casino, an open-air swimming pool, open-air stage for the Ramblers concert party, and the Steel Stella roller coaster, which was later destroyed by a fire in 1973. During the war, the pier was damaged by enemy action and was also breached to prevent its use by an invasion force. By now, the pier had helped to establish Clacton as one of the leading seaside resorts in the country. By 1971, the pier was under the control of Barney Kingsman, Ernest Kingsman's son, and had fallen a little behind with the times. With visitor numbers falling, the decision was made to sell the pier, and it was in the same year that it was sold privately to Mr. Michael Goss. The Goss family were no stranger to seaside pleasure piers and had already had the majority share in neighbouring Walton Pier. Mr. Goss ran a pier as a successful amusement centre until he eventually grew frustrated with the lack of support from the local authority and their understanding of what was required to bring new visitors to the town, and so decided it was time to sell up and retire. August 1981 sees local businessmen Francis McGinty, John Treadwell, Dennis McGinty and David Howe take ownership of the pier from Michael Goss, with plans for a major redevelopment of the pier, including the possibility of a bar and a disco, reintroduction of the dolphins to the Dolphinarium and an upgrade of the pier ride offering. The preceding years saw major additions to the pier at varying stages, including the Whirlwind roller coaster, a circus, ice rink and a roller rink, and even a water slide. Unfortunately, not all of the additions were a success, and the pier company struggled financially on a couple of occasions until eventually, in around 1993, the then operating company went into receivership, which is where it remained for around 1 year. Towards the end of 1994, a local business family, the Harrisons, bought the pier and embarked on a refurbishment programme that would see most of the pier rides upgraded and the whole pier cosmetically improved. The Harrisons ran a successful operation at the pier until they made their decision to exit the leisure industry and sell the pier to the current owners, with the deal completing in March 2009. Since the takeover, the Clacton Pier Company has been steadily investing in the pier in an attempt to restore the pier to its former glory. And in the last 2 years since the takeover, locals, day trippers and holidaymakers alike will have seen a gradual upgrading of the pier's facilities taking place.